Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 88. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of thunderstorms tonight, lows level off around 69. Cloudy skies expected. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently 82.
Mid-America Network News. Less than a week out from the beginning of a special session in the Kansas legislature, Republican leaders in the State House announced that they've reached a compromise with Democratic Governor Laura Kelly on a tax relief package. Governor Kelly's office presented an alternative tax cuts package for lawmakers to consider. In a news release sent last night from Kansas Senate President Ty Masterson and House Speaker Dan Hawkins, Republican leaders said the compromise on a tax relief plan is almost identical in structure to the legislative plan passed at the end of the regular season that the governor vetoed. U.S. gas prices started the summer driving season lower than usual, with experts pointing to mild demand and cheaper oil as factors contributing to the moderate costs. According to AAA, the national average of gas is $3.44. Compared with this time last year, that is 15 cents down. I'm Stephanie Austin.
It's Morgan, and I'm here to tell you, if you're in the market for a new vehicle, Midwest Kia is the place to be. We'll be celebrating the Kia Summer Sales Event all month long. To get into the summer spirit, Midwest Kia is announcing the 100K giveaway. We will discount every new car on the lot for a total of $100,000 in discounts. These discounts can be combined with all rebates and incentives, including new Kias that are marked with a summer sticker and extra discounts up to $1,500. Our team will be celebrating the Summer Sticker Sales Event each week with a new theme and the goal of moving our entire new car inventory this month. Remember, every new Kia comes with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and our simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience. Come celebrate the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event with the 100K giveaway all month long at Midwest Kia and see why people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
A pedestrian was struck and killed last night while walking across eastbound Interstate 70 in Kansas City. According to the Kansas Highway Patrol, a 2006 Audi A6 was eastbound on I-70 when it struck a pedestrian who was walking south across the roadway. The Audi came to a stop on the right shoulder of I-70 while the pedestrian came to rest on the highway. The patrol is working to determine the identity of the person who was struck and killed. After a review by cybersecurity experts, Ascension says that some files accessed may have contained protected health information and personally identifiable information. Today, Ascension issued a press release providing updates on the cybersecurity event that struck the hospital in early May. They have identified how the hacker accessed their systems. Ascension said, an individual working in one of our facilities accidentally downloaded a malicious file that they thought was legitimate. We have no reason to believe this was anything but an honest mistake.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Whether it's applied in a cornfield or the nation's dairy barns, precision technology is reshaping the ag industry for the better. Hosting Association USA's Bob Severa.
From genomic technology to robotic milking systems, electronic identification tags to activity monitors, innovation is everywhere in the dairy business today. Progress made over the past decade has been remarkable. Just ask Dr. Jason Osterstock. He's vice president of precision animal health for Zoetis.
It's hard to anticipate where we are today. I think one of the things for me as a scientist, the way we thought we would utilize the technology in 2010, it's completely different than how we're leveraging it today.
And that's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Pontiac Ford and local area charities are teaming up for a trade-in sales event. Bring a new or gently used black to Rustiac Ford and receive up to $2,000 off a brand new Ford. We will donate all blacks to local charities. It's as simple as donate a new or gently used black. Receive up to $2,000 off any new Ford on the lot. We donate all working blacks to local charities in the Wichita area. Choose from over 200 new Fords like this 2023 Ford F-150. 1.9% APR for 72 months. $1,471 for 1,000 financed. Ford 2023 Ford Escape plug-in hybrid. 0% APR for 60 months. $1,667 for 1,000 financed. Or a 2023 Mach-E. 0% APR for 72 months. $1,389 for 1,000 financed. Visit Rustiac Ford or RustiacFord.com today.
Absolutely beautiful.
Plus taxes and fees, offers can be combined with approved credit. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The annual Washington County Rodeo is this Friday and Saturday evenings at the Washington County Fairgrounds Arena.
We have our Broken Spokes Clydesdales as our opening act, and then we go into rodeo events with mutton busting in there. Rodeo itself starts at 7:30. There'll be bareback, bronc, bulls, burros, team roping, calf roping, and breakaway. And then we're doing mutton busting both nights, and we're taking the first 10 kids, and they've got to be ages 3 to 7 years old. We brought back the businessman steer riding competition on Friday night, and then Saturday night we are doing ranch bronx. Ranch bronx is basically your everyday cowboy. You're going to use a regular horned saddle instead of an association saddle. They actually can hold on to the saddle, unlike in the saddle bronc where you cannot. And you're going to get turned out of the buck and shoot on the bronc, and the best rider wins it.
The event has grown over the years. Todd Lindquist is among Saddle Club volunteers.
The competitors are going to come from all over the state of Kansas because we are the Central Plains Rodeo Association sanctioned. Kansas, Nebraska, some Missouri, some Oklahoma, but yeah, and we'll have a few local guys riding. This year we are dedicating the rodeo to Midwest Products and the Jay Hawley family for 51 years of support for our local rodeo.
Tickets will be available at the gate both Friday and Saturday evenings for the 7 p.m. performances at the Washington County Rodeo. Full details on the Washington County Rodeo-Kansas Facebook page. Blue Rapids Community Action Team and Blue Rapids Public Library will host a free movie under the stars Friday evening, 9 p.m. on the square. Bring lawn chairs or blankets. They'll show the movie Sandlot. Marshall County Habitat for Humanity will work on the John and Amber Schreiner home south of Frankfort again Saturday. They're seeking any and all volunteers. Come and go as time allows. All skill levels welcome. The home's at 2236 Bobcat Lane, south of Frankfort. Work begins Saturday, 8 a.m. For information, contact Robin Rose, 785-556-2040. Some 800 riders with Bike Across Kansas roughly doubled the population of Frankfort overnight Thursday, continuing a statewide west-east journey that started this year at Tribune on the Colorado border. Departing Concordia as early as 6 a.m. yesterday, the first riders into Frankfort arrived mid-morning, with the final delegation coming in nearly 12 hours later. Stops in Barnes and Blue Rapids en route were set up, and many resided in a field of tents outside the high school in Frankfort, which doubled as a shower and changing facility. Friday takes the group through Marshall and Nemaha counties en route to Holton for a final overnight stop before concluding the tour in Atchison Saturday. Our public affairs guest this weekend is Ryan Kern, the new Washington County Economic Development Tourism Director. Join the conversation Saturday morning, 7:10 on KNDY. National Pony Express Reride leaves St. Joe Monday afternoon. Riders and horses with the Pony Express Association will carry commemorative letters and personal mail by horse and rider relays from the Missouri River to the Sacramento River. Passing through Seneca around 2 a.m. Tuesday, riders will pass Summit at Highway 99 about 5:30 a.m., arriving in Marysville Tuesday about 9 a.m., with departure planned at 9:15. In Washington County Tuesday morning at the Hollenberg Station, northeast of Hanover at 11:30, then continuing on to the Tri-County marker on the Kansas-Nebraska state line at 12:30. The route will be over the Pony Express National Historic Trail with 600 riders from 8 state divisions and relays of 1 to 5 miles each. Information and updates online at nationalponyexpress.org. A welcome and breakfast is planned Tuesday morning at the Pony Express Barn in downtown Marysville. Public is welcome. Serving begins at 7 a.m. Again, the horses to arrive at around 9 in Marysville Tuesday. Richard F. Stonger, age 67, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. A celebration of life service is planned Saturday, 11 a.m. at his home, 701 South 7th Street in Marysville. Private Nernman had a later date with the Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Richard Stonger. Memorial service for Richard D. Smith, age 63, of Topeka, who passed away May 23rd, is planned Monday, June 17th, 11 a.m. at the Meriden United Methodist Church. Burial at 3 p.m. Monday at the Marysville City Cemetery with Kinsley's of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Richard Smith. Jeffrey L. Jeff Garrels, age 54, of Wymore, passed away June 11. Graveside celebration of life services planned Thursday, 11 a.m. at the Blue Springs Cemetery with visitation Wednesday from 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 6 until 7:30. At the Laughlin Home at Funeral Home of Wymore in charge of arrangements for Jeff Garrels.
We're sorry. All circuits are busy now. Please try your call again later.
We all know living in rural communities, it's difficult to rely on your cell phone reception. So don't rely on that same connection for your home internet. 5G is fine for your cell phone alone, but if you want a reliable home internet connection with the fastest symmetrical speeds, Blue Valley Technologies fiber internet service is your solution. Visit bluevalley.net/yfiber.
If you're mechanically inclined and like working with your hands, like seeing a finished product, Landall in Marysville is looking for you. Currently hiring welders, assembly, paint, material handlers, fabrication, maintenance, and over-the-road drivers. Competitive wages, $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus based on your gross weekly wage, excellent benefits package including comprehensive health and life insurance, paid time off and holidays, gas allowance to drive to work, and profit sharing. Apply online at Landall.com today or phone 785-562-5381. EEO Vets and Disability, welcome.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the mid-80s and lower 90s. Some showers and thunderstorms are likely overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid-60s and lower 70s. Southeast winds around 10 miles per hour and gusting as high as 25. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible into Saturday, otherwise sunny and breezy with our highs in the lower to mid-90s. Southeast winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Some scattered showers may continue into Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. South winds around 15 and gusting as high as 30. Some rain showers possible early on Sunday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 90s, south winds around 15 and gusting as high as 30. Then mostly clear skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the lower to mid 70s, south winds still around 15 and gusting as high as 30. Sunshine into Monday with our highs in the lower to upper 90s, south winds between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 35. And clear skies throughout Monday night with our lows in the lower to mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-June, 86. Record high on this date, 104. The average low, 64. And the record low, 45. Sunset this evening, 8:55. Sunrise in the morning at 6:01.
What is the best way to soothe a sunburn? We will share some time-tested remedies today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, June 14th. Flag Day is the 166th day of the year. Tennis player Steffi Graf is celebrating a birthday, and in 1965, Paul McCartney was in the studio recording Yesterday. We've been looking into the Almanac archives for advice on soothing a sunburn. Here are some remedies that might come in handy this summer. As far back as 1898, we recommend bathing the affected area with buttermilk. It's still one of the most suggested natural treatments today, often with recommendations to mix with tomato juice. Grated potatoes may help. The starch is said to soothe and cool the burn. Some people swear by a bath with green tea, lavender oil, or apple cider vinegar. Just remember not to experiment on blistered or broken skin. See a doctor for severe burns. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Through every season and every storm, the professionals at Eaton Roofing and Exteriors are the ones to call for all your roofing needs. Now celebrating 30 years in business, you'll appreciate the many years of experience and industry knowledge the Eaton Roofing sales and service representatives bring to your home. Visit EatonRoofing.com.
Your hometown roofing company, Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Call Eaton Roofing today at 785-266-6060.
Along with a new 2024 Chevy Silverado pickups, both 1500 and 2500 models, the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a pair of 2024 Chevy Equinox, the RS and LT packages, and a 2024 Chevy Blazer Premier. See it today and test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. High school basketball across the state may be over for the 2024 year, but according to the Kansas High School Activities Association, they say they've been working on changes on what playoffs may look like here in just a couple of years for the 2026 season. As KSNT News reports, the announcement came from Keisha as of yesterday, saying that state basketball playoffs will move to a total of four different host sites starting in March of 2026. According to Keisha, in past years and including for the upcoming 2025 season, they say the seven classes of playoffs will be played at seven different locations across the state, but they say they are looking forward to the consolidation moving forward. So far, details have not been provided on what facilities will be playing some of the host sites for all the divisions across the state. In baseball, the Royals stopped from getting swept in their four-game series against the Yankees, winning game four with a 4-3 victory. They're now set to take on the Dodgers tonight at 9 p.m.
We want to see you in your perfect ride. We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Hey guys, it's Morgan, and I'm here to tell you if you're in the market for a new vehicle, Midwest Kia is the place to be. We'll be celebrating the Kia Summer Sales Event all month long. To get into the summer spirit, Midwest Kia is announcing the 100K giveaway. We will discount every new car on the lot for a total of $100,000 in discounts. These discounts can be combined with all rebates and incentives, including new Kias that are marked with a summer sticker and extra discounts up to $1,500. Our team will be celebrating the Summer Sticker Sales Event each week with a new theme and the goal of moving our entire new car inventory this month. Remember, every new Kia comes with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and our simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience. Come celebrate the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event with the 100K giveaway all month long at Midwest Kia and see why people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Former Kansas State Wildcats quarterback and the quarterback for the UFL's Birmingham Stallions, Adrian Martinez, is making noise at the professional level after being named as the league's MVP for his performance in the year of 2024. KSNT News reports that according to the former Wildcat, he did dominate the entire league, having 528 rushing yards and ranked third in passing yards with a total of 1,749 yards throughout the season, along with racking up 18 total touchdowns, compiling 15 through the air and 3 on the ground. He tied for the most with the UFL. According to the report, he's also been setting other UFL records as well, holding the single-game passing touchdown record with 4 and the single-game total touchdown record with 5. He's also been the only quarterback in the UFL to date to surpass 300 yards in 2 games during the regular season. Martinez had spent 1 season with the Kansas State Wildcats football team back in 2022 after playing his first 4 years at Nebraska. Mid-America Network Sports.
Add a little color to your garden and life with homegrown plants for natural dyes. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Cultivating and using plants to dye fabric, yarn, and other fibers is another way to extend your garden enjoyment. You'll need to do a bit of research and experimentation since vibrant flowers don't always guarantee the expected or brilliant colored dyes. Grow a few garden favorites like perennial aster, coreopsis, coneflower, goldenrod, yellow-flowered yarrow, hollyhocks, and hibiscus. Add season-long color with annual calendula, cosmos, marigold, zinnias, and sunflowers. Include basil, parsley, lavender, fennel, and other herbs. Edibles like carrots, beets, red cabbage, and onions are also popular dye plants. Pick a few blueberries, elderberries, and blackberries to create blues and purples. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
The Pony Express Barn and Museum in Marysville invites you to drop by for some amazing history and a lot of fun Tuesday for the annual re-ride, which arrives at 9, departs at 9:15. They'll feature a Pony Express re-ride breakfast serving 7 to 10 a.m. with scrambled eggs, hash browns, biscuit and gravy, sausage, and refreshments. Free will donation. Drop by 7 to 10 a.m. for the breakfast, 9 a.m. for the Pony Express ride Tuesday, June 18th at the Pony Express Barn, downtown Marysville.
Today we may think of this city as a beach getaway. In 1900, it certainly had beaches, but it was also an important port and immigration point for the country. But events that year would have a catastrophic impact on the place. And the story is this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
At the beginning of the 20th century, Galveston, Texas was a very important city in the country.
At the time, Galveston was called Wall Street of the South. It was an extremely important port and major source for immigration. In some places, it was even called an Ellis Island of the West.
Caitlin Ekman is an archivist at the Galveston, Texas History Center. The city's position on the Gulf Coast could make it susceptible to hurricanes, but city leaders had put off building seawalls that might provide some protection. In September of 1900, a storm seemed to be brewing in the Gulf of Mexico.
So the Weather Bureau did have the ability to have some prediction of storms. However, their abilities weren't nearly as accurate as they are today. Essentially, the Weather Bureau at the time believed that the hurricane was going to veer north, closer to Florida and onto the East Coast.
The Cuban Weather Bureau had reports on the storm as well, but lingering tensions from the Spanish-American War made communication between the two bureaus cool at best. When the hurricane made landfall, little to no preparation for the storm had taken place.
Once they saw the storm rolling in, by that point it was too difficult to flee. And because the island was essentially a low, unprotected sandbar, there wasn't very much to stop the winds and the waves from taking their toll.
With the storm already upon them, citizens took shelter on the island wherever possible, often seeking stone structures that perhaps could withstand the storm.
A lot of people took shelter in churches, for example, and a lot of those suffered damage either through walls to steeples. So even that wasn't necessarily a guarantee, and you had a lot that were built out of wood, and those just got blown away.
It's believed about 36,000 people were in the city when the storm struck. The death toll was staggering. The story of the tragedy and recovery is next time as we travel the countryside. In Galveston, Texas, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a collectible auction Saturday, June 15th in Frankfort for Susan Hickey. The sale includes guns, collectibles, and some furniture. 45 Colt lever-action rifle, black powder, 36 caliber revolver, PowerMate 5000 portable generator. Collectibles include over 15 whiskey decanters, over 90 beer steins, mostly ceramic, 20 bronze Western scene sculptures by Frederick Remington, a number of Western wear, including shirts, a dozen cowboy hats, 20 pair of cowboy boots, some Western-style belts, belt buckles, including rodeo events. Furniture items include a lighted 6-foot curio cabinet, roll-top desk, matching 2-drawer nightstands. Other miscellaneous items will also be sold at this auction Saturday, June 15th. Begins at 10 a.m. at 205 East 10th in Frankfort. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Unless you catch a lot of fish out of your pond, it's hard to tell how they're doing. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A biologist can aid your fish and assess pond quality as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with a 1-Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get-in-the-seat or visit a dealer near you.
My friend Betsy knew there were some old lunkers swimming around the bottom of her pond. They had a DNR aquatic specialist age the grass carp and discovered they were more than 25 years old. Brian Greb is an associate professor of fisheries at South Dakota State University. He says knowing how old the fish are gives you an idea of the health and quality of the pond's ecosystem. For example, if most of the fish come from just a few age groups, it tells you that reproduction is spotty.
So that would indicate maybe you have some sort of spawning habitat or rearing habitat issues. A lot of times it might be a lack of vegetation, for example. A 15-inch largemouth bass, it's a big difference if that 15-inch bass is 3 years old and growing really fast or 12 years old and growing really slow. That tells you a lot about the prey supply in your pond.
Biologists use a variety of techniques to tell how old a fish is. They observe the scales, clip off a fin ray, or look at the otolith, which is the ear bone inside the fish's head. Greb says the otolith provides the most precise information.
The otolith is a fairly small bone, but it has very distinct growth bands. We can put them underneath a dissecting scope, and, you know, just like counting rings on a tree, you know, we look at the dark and light bands, and that'll tell us the age structure.
How many fish it takes to make the assessment depends on the body of water. Hundreds of fish may be analyzed from a large lake, but Greb says for most farm ponds, a sample of 25 to 30 fish in a range of sizes will do. There is no set schedule for how often the fish should be aged. Call a biologist if you haven't done an assessment in a while, you just bought an acreage with a pond, or you're worried about the health of the fish. Learn more about aging the fish in a pond at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Proverbs 21:20 makes clear the wisdom of saving money. Precious treasure and oil are in a wise man's dwelling, but a foolish man devours it. Hi, I'm Rob West with today's Faith and Finance Minute. Saving in general is prudent, but you may want to consider a special category of saving, home repairs. Many are predictable, and some you can see coming from a long way off. Do you want to pay for them out of your emergency fund, which should be used for unexpected circumstances like a job loss? Probably not. So consider setting up a separate budget category for home repairs. You can pretty much plan on someday having to replace an appliance like a clothes washer or a water heater. Saving for predictable repairs means your emergency fund will be there when you really need it. Connect with a certified Kingdom advisor who's been trained to deliver financial advice that aligns with your Christian values by visiting our website, faithfi.com.
A new study shows pesticides can make agriculture more sustainable. Today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Marty Matlock and several of his colleagues at the University of Arkansas have published a new study showing that pesticides actually contribute to sustainable crop production.
There is a cost, a risk associated with the use of pesticides, and there's a cost, a risk associated with not using the pesticides. Our study asked, all right, we know that those risks occur. What happens if we just take them out? What we showed is that will lead to really bad impacts, increased greenhouse gas emissions, increased water use, increased land use demands, increased energy use for the food we eat.
Matlock says the study involved land producing corn, soybeans, and cotton.
These crops represent about 70% of agricultural lands in the United States, and they have significant economic impact as well. We all understood that the framework for the use made sense, but we didn't have the numbers. We had not conducted the life cycle assessment to quantify how much impact and how much improvement we saw. And I will tell you, we were surprised.
Matlock says the solution is pretty straightforward.
We're going to have to make sure we can produce enough with the land we have. Otherwise, we will convert forest lands, natural prairies, arable lands that are not in agriculture into agriculture in order to feed ourselves. And that will result in an enhanced biodiversity loss across the planet.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Blue Valley Door Company invites listeners to Homestead Days in Beatrice starting June 19th. Come on out and have some fun. Blue Valley Door Company in Beatrice. We service and install all styles of garage doors and openers, seamless guttering as well, for farm, industrial, and residential garage doors and openers. Professional Barber Stylist is excited for Homestead Days in Beatrice, Nebraska, starting June 19th. There will be activities for the whole family, including a car show, parade, good food, and much more for everyone to enjoy. From Professional Barber Stylists in Beatrice, haircuts that are affordable.
CJ Express in Marysville and Frankfort is your summer spot with free fountain drink Fridays. Buy 8 or more gallons of fuel every Friday all summer long to claim your free 32-ounce fountain drink. Your authorized Hustler dealer with service is Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville. Built durable, comfortable, and here in the state of Kansas, Hustler mowers are designed to handle any terrain you have. Don't settle for a flimsy unit from the big box store. Stocked with a full line of residential zero-turn mowers, Blue Valley Trailers has the mower designed to get the job done at the right price. Look over the complete selection of Hustler mowers at Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville or online at bluevalleytrailers.com.
Good Friday afternoon. Sam Speck with your latest harvest update here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Your 2024 harvest reports are brought to you by Midwest Ag Professionals. Don't gamble with your crops. Get your crop insurance today at 620-357-6390. We'll start in Texas as harvest along the I-35 corridor was making slow progress as some fields dried out. In better performing fields, yields have been reduced about 15 to 20% from earlier potential rain due to significant rainfall after maturity. Fields in worse condition may have been to abandon and grain quality was highly variable. Further west and across the rolling plains, harvest was 80% complete. Most areas reported above average yields, with some coming in slightly below expectations. Grain quality held up through harvest, with test weights averaging 60 and protein coming in around 11%. Southern plains, wheat harvest was wrapping up as activity expanded into the panhandle. During the week, combines were as far north as Parrington, but widespread progress was limited due to the rainfall. Early yields were promising for many dry land acres, and proteins were averaging 12%. Significant progress is expected in the coming days. Taking a look in the Oklahoma state now, we see harvest continuing to move along smoothly in all areas of the state. Elevator locations reporting a lot of movement in areas, with many of the southern and central regions getting closer to the finish line. Great progress has also been made in the last few days in north central and northeastern Oklahoma. Officially, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission is calling for wheat harvest for the entire state of Oklahoma at 75% complete. Now, here in the Sunflower State, Kansas wheat farmers are relieved to have a crop to harvest this year, remaining optimistic and pleasantly surprised with the good yielding, good quality crop. Harvest delivery was in full swing at Ardent Mills, which unloaded 150 trucks at their facility back on Tuesday, reported harvest roughly 10% complete, as Pam Bowles, assistant administrative manager, expects this week and hopeful weekend of peak harvest. Farmers delivering wheat to the mill are reporting yields ranging from 40 to 70 bushels per acre. At the mill, test weights are steady around 62 pounds and protein averages at 11.3%. Your 2024 harvest updates are brought to you by Gene Francis and Associates. Call the real estate brokers and auctioneers with four decades of experience at 316-524-8345.
It's a beautiful day and your crops look better than they have in years. It's amazing what one hail cloud can do. Don't gamble with your crops and call Midwest Ag Professionals Crop Insurance in Jetmore, Kansas at 620-357-6390. Midwest Ag Professionals would like to also remind all the area farmers that July 15th is the last day to sign up for your annual forage policy. Don't hesitate. Call the Midwest Ag Professional team at 620-357-6390 and get the most out of your insurance dollar.
Hydraulics are a big component. From tractors to excavators,
from construction to farming,
call the name that you should know, The Hydraulic Shop. With over 16 years of experience, Charity and the team can get your hydraulics fixed and have your equipment back up and running with minimal downtime. For all your hydraulic needs, whether it's big or small, we service them all. Call Charity and the team at 316-358-7335. That's 316-358-7335.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Farm products, technologies, and practices come out every year. The best way to wade through them is by doing your own on-farm research on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
When you protect your corn and soy crops with Miravis Neal fungicide, you'll start seeing a lot more than just cleaner and greener fields. You'll get longer-lasting disease control, better plant health benefits, less plant stress, higher potential yield, and increased ROI potential. Ask your Syngenta retailer about Miravis Neo and start seeing more green in your fields, on your yield monitor, and in your wallet.
Always read and follow label instructions.
Farmers are constantly bombarded with the latest gee-whiz product or practice they should have on the farm. However, producers are often skeptical, saying it can be hard to find good, unbiased research and information on how it might work in their own production systems.
One way to get your questions answered is to allocate a small percentage of acres to try them out for yourself. Paul Gross is a field crop educator at Michigan State University. He says you should have at least one research project going on your farm every year on new products and practices.
One that's been fairly popular is seeding rate for soybeans and how we can optimize our yield and, you know, maybe save a little bit on seed costs and still get those yields. I know farmers are doing some of the new seed genetics. They'll compare some of the newer varieties. They'll look at new seed treatments. There's different fertility products. There's a lot of crop protection products that are out there that are available to try.
There are many ways to do this, so how you do your testing is up to you.
It can be just part of a field that's already in production where you may want to put some strips in. It might be just a couple acres. You know, it just depends on what you want to try and how many acres you might need to make a good comparison. You know, it depends on if you want to do just side-by-side demos or if you really want to gather on-farm statistics to make sure that that practice or that product is giving you a statistical benefit.
Gross says once you have your information, there are agronomists and others who can help you decipher your discoveries. I'm Jody Henke. You'll find more details on conducting research on your farm at agriculture.com.
Midwest Land and Home is holding a land auction Tuesday, June 18th at 10 a.m. at the Centralia Community Center. Selling will be 80 acres of farmland with CRP acreage located 3.5 miles south of Vermilion. Property consists of 70% Class 2 soil types, with the remaining being Class 3 soils and a mix of cropland and crop, offering incredible crop production potential with the possibility to add more acres. Online bidders must register no later than 12 p.m. Sunday, June 16th. 80 acres of pristine Marshall County land for sale Tuesday, June 18th, 10 a.m. at the Centralia Community Center. For information or to view this exceptional property, go to MidwestLandAndHome.com or contact listing broker Jeff Dinkenbrink at 785-562-8386. When you want the best, trust in Midwest.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. K-State Extension entomologist advises Kansas growers to rotate to a new corn hybrid or even an entirely different crop to treat a corn rootworm infestation. Anthony Zukoff provides background information on corn rootworm and how they specifically affect fields.
Corn rootworm is a major pest of continuous corn production pretty much anywhere corn is grown in the United States, including Kansas. The corn rootworm itself, the adults are small, dark beetles that you could find in cornfields. But the major damaging stage of this pest is the below ground grubs. So corn rootworm larvae exist below ground and they feed on corn roots and damage them pretty heavily in some cases. And this will stop the plants from taking up nutrients and water very well. It'll cause plants to lodge and just overall really hit yield pretty bad.
He says knowing the corn rootworm's hatching period can help combat them. Additionally, Zukoff mentions the importance of scouting and checking corn root balls.
You use degree day calculations to estimate the timing of the eggs hatching below ground in cornfields. And so right now, egg hatch is underway pretty much across the entire state. In the southern half of Kansas, hatching is a bit further ahead because there's more degree days accumulated in the soil. And so those eggs are getting close to peak hatch in the southern half of the state, which is about 680 to 780 degree day accumulations. A week or two after that, get out in your field, dig a bunch of plants and wash the root balls off and just get an eye for what kind of damage you're seeing in the roots. So if you're using a BT hybrid that should be controlling and preventing root damage and you're seeing a lot of corn rootworm feeding damage, that might be an indication that next season you should rotate to a different BT hybrid if you're in a continuous corn production system.
Zukoff discusses another measure that producers can take in limiting the amount of corn rootworms in their fields.
Crop rotation is the best way to control corn rootworm. So rotating out of corn to something else like soybean or anything really. When those eggs hatch that next season, the larvae are going to die because they're only feeding on corn roots. They can only develop on corn root systems. So by rotating, you're effectively eliminating that population that season. And then after that, if you rotate back to corn, you should not have any problems. So it's important to remember that corn rootworms are a pest of continuous corn systems. In systems where you're rotating out of corn, corn rootworm is not a problem.
That was Anthony Zukoff, K-State Extension entomologist, on how to reduce the corn rootworm population in fields this time of year. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Good Friday afternoon. Sam Speck with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we pass through midday, now starting to see mostly higher numbers in the livestock after a mixed morning. Cattle market still striving. June live cattle up 162 at 186.45. August up 362 to 183.12. Feeder cattle markets having a huge day. The August contract leading the charge up 470 to 262.17. September up 465 to 262.95. Now back higher in the hogs, except for the June contract, currently down 55 cents at 90. 120, but July and beyond are all mostly higher. July up 95 cents at 93.72. Into the grains now. There has been quite a bit of pressure all day today, and it continues here through midday. July corn now down 5 1/4 at 453 and a quarter. September to 459 and 3/4. That's down 3 3/4 cents. Chicago spring Kansas City wheat are all lower. July KC wheat down 6 3/4 to 630. September to 637 and 3/4. That's down 9 3/4. Oats are mostly lower, except for July up 3 3/4 cents rather to 329 a bushel. September down 2.5 to 330. Into the soybeans, slight losses. July beans down 6.5 to 1183. September to 1172.5. That's 5 3/4 cents lower. Now July soy meal is up 190 at 370.20, but August and beyond are all lower. July soy oil unchanged at 43.86. And cotton is mixed today. July's down 21 points at 71.14, but December up 40 at 72.19. Taking a stroll down Wall Street now, we see the S&P a little lower as consumer sentiment cools, but it's still headed for a weekly gain, currently down 6 at 5,427. The Dow Jones down 80 at 38,566. And the NASDAQ slightly higher, up 4 points at 17,671. Taking a look now in the metals, June gold up 2670 to 232690. July silver up 38 at 2945 per ounce. Briefly through the energy markets, crude oil up 23 to 7885. Unleaded gas is unchanged at 242 a gallon. Heating oil unchanged at 248. Natural gas down 5 at 290.
Rusty Eck Ford and local area charities are teaming up for a trade-in sales event. Bring a new or gently used bike to Rusty Eck Ford and receive up to $2,000 off a brand new Ford. We will donate all bikes to local charities. It's as simple as donate a new or gently used bike. Receive up to $2,000 off any new Ford on the lot. We donate all working bikes to local charities in the Wichita area. Choose from over 200 new Fords like this 2023 Ford F-150. 1.9% APR for 72 months, $1,471 for 1,000 financed, or 2023 Ford Escape plug-in hybrid, 0% APR for 60 months, $1,667 for 1,000 financed, or a 2023 Mach-E, 0% APR for 72 months, $1,389 for 1,000 financed. Visit Rusty Eck Ford or RustyEckFord.com today. Plus taxes and fees. Offers can be combined with approved credit. Most finance with Ford Motor.
Need a bull? Leuenberger in Waterville still has 5 dependable Simagus bulls ready for immediate pickup or delivery. These feature a good disposition with hybrid vigor and strong growth, and traits include calving ease. Call today. Don't miss out. Leuenberger at Waterville, phone 785-268-0647.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now, stocks closed mixed as two of the indices continue to hit new benchmarks. The NASDAQ rose 59 points, the S&P added 13, both closing at record highs, while the Dow fell 66 points. The Supreme Court sided with Starbucks in its ongoing labor disputes with some of its coffee houses. The justices rejected a National Labor Relations Board rule that some efforts are using in order to unionize. We got a third look at inflation this week, the producer price index, which measures prices at the wholesale level before they reach consumers. They fell 0.2% in May. President Biden has chosen a new head of the FDIC. He's expected to nominate Christy Goldsmith Romero to replace Martin Greenberg. He's stepping down after an independent report found allegations of workplace abuse within the agency. The number of Americans filing first-time unemployment claims hit a 10-month high last week. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.